statistics from the Department of Education reveal that the number of pupils suspended for physical violence against staff has trebled. Now, we've been having a look at the latest figures for the school year 2015-16. It shows a total of 646 suspensions for assault on teaching staff. 646. And that is treble. It's up from 213 the previous year. It's more than treble. And it's a rising trend. The number of assaults growing steadily since 2011. What on earth is going on within our classrooms? Kathleen O'Hare is the head teacher of Hazelwood Integrated College in Newton Abbey. Good morning to you, Kathleen.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Justin McCampbell of the teaching union, the NSUWT. Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning.
What
Stephen.
On earth? Well, I saw these in the office yesterday. I literally couldn't believe it. Treble. It's trebled in a year. Assaults on teachers. What's going on, Justin?
Stephen, this is no surprise to us. Our office is now being inundated with teachers reporting assaults that are happening. We have to place this in the context of the budget cuts that have taken place in schools. Class sizes are getting bigger and schools are losing any specialist support that they did have for vulnerable young people.
It doesn't explain. The class sizes doesn't explain actual assaults on teaching staff, Justin.
No.
These are physical assaults. 640 of them in a year. I don't believe it. I do believe it because it's the stats, but it's shocking.
Stephen, the real figure is actually bigger. These figures don't include the figures for special schools. And unfortunately, we are inundated every week with calls from special schools of teachers being assaulted. Those figures aren't included. If those figures were included, we would probably be talking over 1,000.
So what's going on?
Our schools are, unfortunately, while many are havens of peace, in many of them, discipline is breaking down. And class sizes actually are part of it. But so is the specialist support that is provided to vulnerable young people. We have young people who have dedicated classroom assistance to support them in class. That support is being withdrawn. In the past, those classroom assistants could well have helped diffuse the situation. We can't get young people referred to educational psychologists. So it's no wonder that when low-level disruption occurs, that sometimes it can then lead to staff being assaulted.
Kathleen?
I'm actually very shocked by the figures, Stephen. 16 years I've been head teacher of two schools. I've never suspended a child for assaulting a teacher. I think I'd be mortified if a child went to that extent. And I'm wondering, it's probably on an individual school basis, but what leads a child to actually be violent towards a member of staff? Is it an issue about training and discipline in a school? Or more likely, it's an issue of a child not knowing their boundaries, about command and respect. And I have to say, the rising issues of mental health, particularly with our young people today, and I have to agree with Justin, so little support from, groups like CAMHS, which is a child and adolescent mental health service. I mean, the waiting list they have is as long as your arm. And if in school, if something small isn't dealt with, it escalates and escalates and escalates. And I suppose it's an area of frustration. And if those external support services aren't brought into schools more, then I suppose it'll be rising daily. I would hate to see us end up like America. I've been in American schools where police officers have been on the doors.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the other stats that we've gathered here. 536, this is for the year 2015-16, and I do find this shocking. And this is not verbal abuse of staff, because that's separate again. Verbal abuse of staff, there were 1,263 suspensions. So this isn't chatting back to a teacher or anything like it. These are physical attacks on staff. There were 536 boys who assaulted teachers in 2015-16, and 110 girls. in 1 year, 646, which is more than treble the previous year. And I think you've nailed it, Kathleen. This has got to be a mental health issue. There is something, there is clearly something bubbling under the surface in our schools in Northern Ireland if children are assaulting teachers to this extent. You know, on a different day, I would have led with this story. This is a big story.
Stephen, it's more than the mental health issue. I would contend that these children have always been with us. The difference now is that the support isn't in place to actually help deal with them.
I don't know, Stephen. In this case, I would see children presenting with more mental health issues than ever before. I think there isn't the support. There isn't the same support in families. Talking to my colleagues in the primary sector, many children are coming to schools and it seems acceptable that they hit their parents. So
what?
Then it ends up acceptable that they hit. I know it sounds dreadful, you know, that some of my primary colleagues are reporting to me that children will kick their parents. Now, I've never experienced that. I've experienced a child being pulled to their mummy in front of me and I've kind of pulled them on that one. But I would find that very, very strange that a child would present in P1 and would be kicking the teacher because they can kick their mummy.
When you talk about the lack of support for children in schools, Kathleen, in terms of resource, the Education Authority has told the Nolan Show, despite an overall reduction in the education budget, the Education Authority has continued to increase spending on support for pupils with special educational needs, including behavioural support, year on year.
There's support for behavioural support, and that, you know, and we welcome that, and that we know that that is a large part of the education budget. But this is more than educational support. It's kind of support that's coming from people who will work with mental health and young people. A lot of young people come to school distressed, and we need to have the proper support. And I suppose that's not something that teachers are particularly trained for. You need counselling service. You do need the service called CAMHS. But I know as a principal, if I recommend the pupil from CAMHS, the waiting list is as long as my arm.
Like, do you know of examples, Justin, where a child has punched or kicked or whatever it is, a teacher?
Yeah, I know a school last week where the police had to be called to deal with a pupil who had seriously assaulted a teacher. And when the police arrived, he then assaulted the police.
What age would that child have been?
A teenager. So that's happening in our schools. I mean, we surveyed all our teachers in 2015-16 and 13% actually reported to us that they've been physically assaulted by pupils.
What percentage?
13%.
My goodness.
But it matches up with the number of suspensions.
Yeah, but there's a trend here. So this is growing year on year on year. There's an absolute trend.
It actually hasn't been growing year on year
it
on
is.
Year. It has been fairly steady and then an explosion in the last year or two. And I do think that does tie in with the biggest need that's now occurring in schools with the budget cuts.
I think, you know, Stephen, more and more so we find children in schools, you know, teachers. We have less money to put on things after school, those kind of things that would help students. And I suppose teachers, some teachers in life at the minute are feeling slightly disgruntled. Why should they give more and more when there is a pay rise, which was promised to them for 2.5 years? And I'd like to see more work being done on sorting that. And maybe then we could have more the goodwill that we used to have back in schools and teachers and the money to pay teachers to put on additional things after and before school.
This is about parents as well, obviously, isn't it? Like, you know, what type of home does a child come from? If that child feels they can go into a school and hit a teacher,
you know? It takes you to feel what has happened to that child at home. You know, children just don't hit out at an adult or hit out at each other. I know if I've ever had a child who you know, who spoke up, and kind of felt that they were very sharp with me, has come back a couple of days later and apologised. And children don't automatically want to hit out at an adult. And how they must feel after that. You know, the teacher feels bad, but the child also would feel really bad. I have to say that education, we are stretched in our budget because our primary focus is to educate children. If you send children to doctors, the doctor, you know, they're there to deal with usually physical issues, and more our health service are being asked to deal with mental health. There seems to be a gap in the middle here, and there are lots of different agencies that dabble in helping with mental health, but there's no coordinated approach in Northern Ireland to do this, and we are kind of left. The head teachers in North Belfast met yesterday, and we looked at the work of Barnardo's, which is really good, but there's about 20 different agencies out there all doing different things. They're just dabbling in it. There's no coordinated approach to mental health services.
Here's Brian in Lampeg. Good morning, Brian. 030-30-80-55-55. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen. I was having to do business with a certain school in Belfast, a primary school, in my official capacity before I retired. And as I was standing talking to the principal, P7, was brought to him because he was being disruptive in class. When the principal told him to stand in the hall and wait until he had finished, the P7 said, "I don't effing think so. Why don't you and me go out to the playground and I'll give you a digging?"
Ah, come on. A P7?
A P7. And I'll tell you even better than that, I chastised him and he told me to F off, that there was nothing I could do to him.
Stephen, I've never had a child say anything like that to me.
I feel so sorry for that child, Bran, because what's that child's outcomes,
exactly.
Outcome potential in life? What you know? What, if they're doing that age 10?
But not even that, Stephen. What is that child living through to be like that?
Yeah.
You know, this isn't just children being unruly, because children aren't born unruly or violent.
So that child threatened to take the principal out into the playground for a digging.
Yeah, and whenever I discussed it with the principal afterwards, they just told me, "Look, that's nothing new. We have this on a regular basis. If it's not me, it's one of the other teachers are being threatened with violence, or they're threatening violence that their parents are going to do it, or their older siblings are going to do it."
Wow. Raymond and Claude, this is touching a nerve, actually. There are lots of you calling us this morning. Morning, Raymond.
I heard somebody saying there that this is a mental health issue. This is certainly not a mental health issue. This is a discipline issue. And this is the first step of good manners and discipline starts in the home. And earlier this year, you had a situation where a young girl was not allowed into the classroom because she had a haircut that wasn't acceptable. And that's part of school discipline. If school makes rules and the teacher goes and says, "Well, we want to break them rules," and the mother says, "Well," the teacher says, "Well, you're not allowed to hit a teacher, but they're coming from a home which is violence is maybe acceptable in," and they go in there and they hit a teacher, well, then that is acceptable. So when you start taking, and I was very annoyed at that at the time where you took the child's issue, the school principal has got to be supported here.
You're conflating two things here.
There's a lot of issues.
You're mixing up two things. You're conflating two things. You're conflating a debate about whether rules within a school are decent and are fair.
You've got to have discipline, and then go to a different school.
I'm telling you, this statistic is shocking. It is shocking.
Of course it is.
It's unbelievable that the amount of physical attacks on teachers has trebled in this country in 1 year.
Even have you worked with young people?
I genuinely feel sorry for the teachers.
If you work with you, but these are not mental health issues. These are behavioural issues.
I'm sorry. It's a little bit of both, isn't it?
It's not. And we have. I work with young people. I work with young people, and I see this coming through. Like if you see what you see in the children, you'll see in the adults. And when we start to go down the road that we're taking the parents and the children's tasks and bringing them against the school discipline rules, then we are breaking down that society.
Here's Judith. Thanks. Morning, Judith.
Morning.
Go ahead, Judith.
Just wondering about your guests there. I mean, I'm quit teaching. I still do some substitute teaching, but I quit my full-time job. And yes, it's it can be scary. We, in our school, had a teacher who was bitten and kicked. Bitten and kicked, yeah. And the teacher took time off with stress. But two things.
How old would the children have been?
Sorry?
How old would the children have been?
That particular child was 14.
A 14-year-old biting a teacher?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And it's a case of two things. First of all, you've
got to... This story is genuinely making me angry.
Yeah.
And it is. And it's not an anger towards, you know, towards the child. It's an anger towards, however, be it society, the parents or whatever, has let down that child. If a, well, you know, a 14-year-old bite, that child's going to end up in jail. If a 14-year-old has the freedom and the anger... And the lack of discipline within themselves to be biting a teacher, that kid's going to end up in jail by the time they get to 20. God knows what they're going to do.
Well, two things. You've got the parenting. In some cases, you have bad parenting. In other cases, you have parents who are struggling and who need support. But the other thing as well is the powers within schools. You know, we're promoting the rights of children. And yet we don't have the pupil referral units. We don't have enough special needs schools. We don't have enough support staff specialists working with schools.
Meanwhile, Gerry Adams and Arlene Foster are standing out 10 Downing Street telling us why they can't agree to a government in Northern Ireland where at least we can have locally accountable people.
Exactly. And what you end up with is teachers off on stress.
14-year-old biting a teacher.
Yeah.
What happened to that child?
Up against a wall for shouting at their child.
What happened to that child?
What happened to, the 14-year-old?
Yeah.
Just a basic suspension. A few days.
You know, again, this level of anger within a child, I think, as Kathleen said earlier, what's going on in that child's brain?
Exactly.
What are they experiencing at home to make them so angry? And
yeah.
You know, the boundaries haven't been placed for that child. My goodness. Willie in Port Clinton. Morning, Willie.
Stephen.
Yes,
Willie. Let me tell you something. You know the whole problem is no discipline. When I was at school, if you went home and said that you had stepped out of line and got slapped by a teacher, you got another slap at home. See, Dad, all you had to do is go into the shopping centre.
Well, you don't want to start slapping children now.
Yeah, but listen, Stephen, I've never done me no harm. I kept getting the straight and narrow. But people, sure, all you hate to do is go to the shops today. The parents are not allowed. That's carry on in Scotland where they're bringing in now that the parents aren't allowed to. That's a problem with children. Flip me. What way is it going to end up going? There's neither manners nor breeding on the children today. And they're letting them. Half the children that are born. Parents are letting them run loose.
What's he done with that? These figures. Finney's lost half the figures we got. Let me. You know, though they are there. I've found them, thank goodness.
No.
So 2013-14, physical attacks on staff, 209. 2014-15, the next year, 213. And then this explosion. The following year, 2015-16, 646, from 213 to 646. It'll be interesting to see this year's figures and see where it goes. Judith, morning, Judith.
Hi, good morning.
Something's going on here and it's deeply worrying.
Yes, well, I've never phoned into your show before, but I wanted to phone in this morning just to say about what happened to my husband. He's a secondary school teacher. He was on lunch duty. He asked a pupil to tidy away their food from the table. He wouldn't do it. It escalated and escalated until the pupil called him everything that you could ever imagine, threatened my husband with physical violence. And when my husband restrained
him... How old would this pupil have been?
14. So when my husband restrained him, the pupil then... he let the pupil go, but in the end, it was actually my husband who was investigated and received a written warning from the school for unnecessary force, even though it was the pupil who had threatened him.
So your husband was investigated?
Yep. A full investigation.
And what happened to the pupil?
Absolutely nothing. He didn't receive a detention. He didn't receive a suspension. Absolutely nothing.
So, what's a teacher do? You know, when they come across this, you know, if this is happening to them in a classroom.
Well, this was in the canteen, so it was possibly a slightly different scenario. But I know from my husband's point of view, any goodwill, you know, is, you know, the school depends a lot on teachers giving up extra time.
Yeah.
They depend a lot on teachers giving up, you know, time even at the weekends and things. And certainly my husband now feels, well, if school aren't going to back me with something like that, I'm not going to give up.
And what did this 14-year-old do again?
So he wouldn't tidy up food that he had left on the canteen table.
But did he strike out at your husband or what?
No, he threatened that he was going to punch him. He called him everything that you could ever be called. And so my husband, because he was being threatened with violence, tried to restrain him. And the pupil then said my husband had used unnecessary force against him.
My goodness, who would be a teacher with all of this? Judith, thank you. Rob in North Belfast. Morning, Rob.
Stephen, good morning. First of all, unreservedly, I condemn any attacks on anyone, and especially people who are out doing a day's work educating our young people. But these idiots who are on this morning running down the young people need to take a look at themselves. Very often when young people strike out like this, it's because there's an underlying trauma. And I just want to give you an example of that. So this week I'm driving through an area of North Belfast, and I had a young nipper throw a stone right in front of me while I was looking at him at my vehicle. I challenged the young person. The young person ran into their house. And to be honest with you, I was livid. So I drove around the corner, went to the door, and that anger very, very quickly turned to sympathy. Because when the dad opened the door, this fagga, now this is 7:30 at night, the fagga was smelling. It was lingering down the street near, and the blow, the cannabis, the smell from within the house, quickly hit me up the face.
Yeah.
And when I told him, I said, "Look, there's been a wee accident there." Tried to then minimise it, realising that he wasn't kosher. And he says, "I'm gonna knock him out." I says, "You'll do no such thing." Maybe he didn't mean it. It's just to let you know in case he causes an accident, you know. So that's the type of environments that these young people are living in. Now, not all of them. There is the wee brats out there who just act out because they think they can. But we need to get it into perspective and remember that some of these young people are going through very tough and turbulent times.
And I think that's a really good point to end the show on today. Rob, thank you very much indeed. Thank you. I'm genuinely shocked by some of the stories we've heard today together. I'm shocked by that statistic. 646 of our young people, our children in Northern Ireland, physically assaulting teachers, for the year 2015-16.